Hello and welcome to the September 16th, 2009 episode of Blue Shift, the podcast from the Astrophysics Science Division at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. I'm your host for this week, Maggie Massetti. If you've ever spent a fall evening stargazing under a clear, dark sky, you may have spied a faint, cloudy patch in the constellation Andromeda. That patch is actually an entirely separate galaxy from our own. It's called M31, or the Andromeda Galaxy. It's a big spiral much like our own and the closest such galaxy to us, yet the light we see from M31 has been traveling for 2.5 million years. NASA's Swift satellite has taken a deep look at M31 using ultraviolet light. Here's Blue Shift's Tommy Nelson with more.
As evidenced by every suntan, there's more to the electromagnetic spectrum than the light we see. Many astrophysical objects, in addition to the sun and tanning booths, emit some of their energy as ultraviolet light. Recently, the Ultraviolet Optical Telescope on board NASA's Swift satellite surveyed neighboring M31 and produced the best ever view of the galaxy in this spectral regime. Stefan Immler, a research scientist on the Swift team here at Goddard, led the project. These images are quite remarkable. What scientific goals did you have in mind when you originally designed the project?
We designed this project primarily to obtain the best ultraviolet image of any galaxy obtained to date in terms of spatial resolution and also coverage of the entire galaxy. And with that image, we wanted to address a number of science questions like how are stars being born in galaxies? How do they live throughout their lives and how do they die?
Now, M31 is pretty far away. Wouldn't it be easier to study star formation here in the Milky Way since everything is closer?
The problem with our own Milky Way galaxy is that we are located right inside the galaxy. It's almost like you're standing inside a forest and you want to get an idea how big the forest is. So M31 provides us like a bird's eye view on top of the galaxy so we can map the entire galaxy and see all the processes that are happening inside the galaxy. And yet M31 is close enough that we can point our telescope to the galaxy and have a high spatial resolution so we can see everything in great detail.
When I think of Swift, I normally think of gamma ray bursts and supernovae, the kind of astronomy that requires a rapid response time. Is Swift commonly used for the type of project you designed for M31?
It actually is. Swift is, it's true what you say, that Swift has been designed, is being operated as a mission that can turn around very quickly to new explosions in the universe. That's actually the name Swift. It's not an acronym. It's what it does. You know, it can swiftly slew across the sky. But on average, we only observe about 3 or 4 gamma ray bursts every week. So there's a lot of downtime for our observatory that we can use for other projects.
You mentioned in the video that the UV sources are primarily young stars and clusters. Is that all we can see in the UV?
So typically, optically, you see objects that have a few thousand degrees. Now, as you go to the ultraviolet wavelength, you see objects that are actually much hotter than that. So these have typically a few tens of thousands of degrees. And young stars can be as hot as a few 10,000 degrees. So you see a lot of young stars in ultraviolet images. But you also see the hot phase of the interstellar medium, what we call it. So these are hot clumps of gas and clouds inside those galaxies that have been heated by nearby stars to temperatures of a few 10,000 degrees. And these are also objects you see in the ultraviolet. But then in M31, you see actually much more than that. You know, you not only see individually all these different clumps where stars are being born out of these hot clouds of gas, and you see those newly born stars. You also see, because we cover the entire extent of the galaxy, you see how there's like almost a ring of fire around the galaxy where all these star formation processes take place, where all these stars are born. And we think that there's this ring around this galaxy that is so bright in the ultraviolet because of the interaction, the tidal interaction of the M31 galaxy with a number of companion dwarf galaxies that are orbiting the galaxy.
How can these images be used to complement surveys of M31 at other wavelengths?
Well, M31, as one of the nearest local group galaxies, of course, has been studied in great detail by many observatories, both ground and space-based. But there was one piece of information actually was still missing, and that's the ultraviolet. And ultraviolet astronomy is almost like a lost form of art, because in the 70s and 80s, we had a number of satellites in space that were able to capture ultraviolet light But these missions are not operating anymore, and most people who have been working at that time actually have retired. So we provide ultraviolet images that are like the last piece in the puzzle to fill up the entire electromagnetic spectrum, that is all forms of light that we can study.
So what's next for the project?
This project will be continued. This is part of a major effort to have a survey of nearby galaxies in the ultraviolet. What we actually want to do is we want to make an inventory of the nearby universe in the ultraviolet. And we will use this nearby, the survey of nearby galaxies later to study these kind of processes that lead to the formation and to the death of stars in more distant galaxies. So this is all part of a larger effort.
Stefan, thanks again for talking with us, and we look forward to seeing more of your results in the near future.
Thank you, it was my pleasure.
M31 has been known to observers since at least 964 AD, when the Persian astronomer Al-Sufi dubbed it the Little Cloud. If only the ancient astronomers could have seen the heavens as we're able to observe them today. You can find more information on today's story as well as some links on our website, universe.nasa.gov/blueshift. You can also see what we're up to by following us on Twitter. We're @NASABlueshift. That's it for now, but we'll see you in another couple of weeks. This is Maggie Massetti bringing the universe closer to you with Blueshift.